It's better over here.
After investing billions to light up our network, T-Mobile is America's largest 5G network. Plus, right now, you can switch, keep your phone, and we'll pay it off up to $800. See how you can save on every plan versus Verizon and AT&T at T-Mobile.com/keep and switch.
Up to 4 lines via virtual prepaid card. Allow 15 days. Qualifying unlocked device, credit, service, ported 90 plus days with device and eligible carrier and timely redemption required. Card has no cash access and expires in 6 months.
I'm Sally Helm with the podcast History This Week. In each episode, we serve as your eyes and ears into history's biggest events. Major elections, world wars, scientific breakthroughs. But we also bring you into the smaller, behind-the-scenes stories. The unsung heroes, secret meetings, even personal grudges that changed the course of history. Listen to and follow History This Week, an Odyssey podcast in partnership with the History Channel. Available now for free on the Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.
305 Jeff Katz, News Radio WRVA. It is Tuesday. It's still kind of soggy. Now, I'm told it's all going to be rolling out, but I'll keep you updated, I promise, on when that may exactly happen. Now, there's a lot that we have to deal with, of course. The poor folks in Georgia in particular, who are still dealing with Hurricane Helene, and our friends, and a little bit closer, as far as neighbors go, folks down in Southwest Virginia, this is still a major catastrophic event. Governor Ron DeSantis down in Florida said, hey, listen, we're good here. We're good. Take whatever assets you've got, whatever stuff you've got, take it somewhere else. We are all good in Florida. Send it somewhere else. And even with all of this going on, we've got the President of the United States who sat on the beach taking a nap. The vice president, guess what she did? She came back for a photo op. They put her at a FEMA-themed desk. They had people sitting around her. But then it was exposed. The vice president does not have any responsibility or authority to do anything with FEMA. So the real FEMA people were not even there. The real FEMA people were trying to do the work. And the real FEMA people, to put it mildly, were PO'd that the VP decided to do a PO. See? Like all those letters? A photo op. But that's what it is. It was just, it was the same as pretending that you were the Super Bowl winning quarterback by holding a football. Just absurd stuff. Absolutely ridiculous stuff. I got to talk about Pete Rose. Oh, I know we've got the debate coming up, and we are going to talk about the debate. Make no mistake about it. Our friend Abel Maldonado, former lieutenant governor of the state of California, is going to be with us. I love Abel. I really do. I voted for Abel. I supported Abel. I wanted Abel very much to either be the governor of California when we were living out there. And that didn't quite work out. Then I thought, well, he'd be perfect as Secretary of Agriculture for President Trump. And maybe in this administration. But anyway, Abel will be with us at 4:05. Our good friend Joe Moreno is going to be here at the bottom of the hour, 3:35. Now, we got a lot to talk about with Joe. Remember, he's the smartest lawyer on God's green earth. We'll talk about Jack Smith. We'll talk about some of this January 6th nonsense. We'll talk about Eric Adams up in New York City. And I want to find out if there are any activities underway as we speak to get attorneys into polling places around America. Remember, that's one of the ways that Governor Youngkin won. Governor Youngkin, when he was running against Terry McAuliffe, had teams of poll observers, lawyers all over the Commonwealth, ready to go at a moment's notice to make sure that the election was conducted honestly, fairly, openly, properly. I don't know if President Trump has the resources to have an attorney in every polling place around America. Remember what he told us? Remember what he said at the Richmond Convention Center 2 months ago, whatever it was? He said it's got to be too big to rig. I agree with him. It does have to be too big to rig. And while we're speaking of rigging, yes, I go back to Pete Rose. Now, let me tell you just a couple of little stories about Pete Rose. Because I know what you're saying, Jeff, you're not really a big baseball guy. Nah, I'm not the world's biggest baseball guy. I will happily watch the Red Sox, because I'm married into a Red Sox family. And I think back to the time when I was a kid and we were watching the Philadelphia Phillies. I loved Greg Luzinski. If you remember the Bull, Greg Luzinski probably weighed about 300 pounds. And he, seriously, he had like this big beer belly that hung over his belt. And his uniform always, well, it looked like it was the uniform of a guy who had a big beer belly that hung over his belt. But he would get to the plate, man, and he would swing and that ball would be gone. And I think the reason that he hit so many home runs was so he didn't have to run, you know, because that way he could walk the bases. But I'm not the biggest baseball fan, but I did have interaction with Pete Rose in another venue. Pete Rose was part of WrestleMania. Yep, when WrestleMania took place up at what was then called the Fleet Center in Boston. I think it's again called the Boston Garden or the TD Garden, but it was known as the Fleet Center then. And that was my introduction to WrestleMania. I'm not going to sit here and say I have a long history with Vince McMahon. I don't. Although I'm watching Mr. McMahon on Netflix for the second time. Now, you know who does have a long history? Is my physician, the best doctor in all of Virginia, Dr. Bob Quarles, Threshold Medical in Midlothian. Yes, I'm giving him a shameless plug because he's a great guy. And he worked, he was the medical director for WWF for like 5 years. His daughters kind of grew up backstage. But my introduction to WrestleMania activities, because we all worked sort of as, I guess now we call everybody enhancement talent, but we were jobbers. We were the guys that would lose to make the other guys look good. It's part of the business. It's a very important part of the business. And this was the first time I was ever involved with WrestleMania, which is incredible. But you may or may not recall that Pete Rose was part of that WrestleMania. Pete Rose came out to the ring and started running down Boston, running down all the Boston teams, talking about Bill Buckner, all this stuff. And then he got a tombstone pile driver or two and did a stretcher job.
It's better over here.
AT&T customers, switching to T-Mobile has never been easier. We'll pay off your existing phone and give you a new one free, all on America's largest 5G network. Visit T-Mobile.com/carrierfreedom to switch today.
Payoff up to $650 via virtual prepaid MasterCard in 15 days. Free phone up to $830 via 24 monthly bill credits plus tax. Qualifying port and trade-in service on Go5G Next and credit required. Contact us before canceling entire account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance and required finance agreement is due.
I'm Sally Helm with the podcast History This Week. In each episode, we serve as your eyes and ears into history's biggest events and the lesser told stories, ones you might not even know happened. Find History This Week on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
To the back. And I was in the back when he jumped off the stretcher. Well, man, that was fun. So that was my interaction with Pete Rose. And he was one of the nicest guys I had ever met. The idea that Pete Rose, who was a superstar, because you may or may not remember that particular WrestleMania, is where the Stone Cold Steve Austin guy gets to the top. He wins the title there. He beats Shawn Michaels. You know who else was there? Do you remember? Mike Tyson. Tyson was friendly in the back, believe it or not. But Pete Rose was just an absolute delight. Now, fast forward a number of years. My dad and my mom have retired. Right? They worked their entire lives, lived their entire lives in Philadelphia. My mom retired. She was a med-surg nurse, 40-plus years. My dad worked 42 years for the federal government after he got out of the Army and the military police. And then, you know, they got to an age where, well, it's the law. They had to retire and move to Florida. So that's what they did. And they were retired, I don't know, 2 weeks before my mom said to me, your dad's got to get another job. He's driving me freaking crazy. And sure enough, my dad went and got a job. And he got a job at Office Depot, the local Office Depot. So it got him out of the house, gave him some place to go because he didn't play golf. And there was a guy who came in one day looking for office supplies. And they went up, this particular guy was walking around and people were walking up to him. And then he finally came upon my dad. My dad was wearing, I guess, like an Office Depot polo shirt or something. And the guy walked up and he said, excuse me, could you help me? He said, oh, yeah, absolutely. What can I do for you? And he's telling him, well, you know, I've got this restaurant next door we're opening up, and we need, it was going down the list. We need pens, we need writing tablets, we need this, we need that. My dad's like, oh, yeah, that'd be great. Sure, let me help you out. And I guess my dad grabbed one of the carts at Office Depot, and these two guys are walking around the store and getting their office supplies. And this guy says to my dad, so where are you from? Because in Florida, for the most part, everybody's from somewhere else. He says, oh, we're from Philadelphia. And Pete Rose, my dad doesn't know it's Pete Rose. And Pete Rose says to him, he says, oh, you know, I spent a couple of years in Philadelphia. And he said, oh, did you work there? And I guess Pete Rose thought he was ribbing him. He said, yeah, I did work there for a couple of years. Oh, that's great. What do you do? And it was at that point, I guess, that Pete Rose realized my dad didn't have a flipping clue who he was. And Pete Rose decided, man, I like this guy. This guy's not out to be friends with me because I'm Pete Rose. He doesn't even know who I am or what I do. And so he got the order, and somebody delivered it over there. And the kid, I guess, who delivered it came back and said, hey, to my dad, hey, Mr. Katz, yeah. You know, I took your delivery over there to Pete Rose. My father said, oh, well, thank you very much. Again, the kid's waiting, like, it's Pete Rose. And my dad said, yeah, that's the guy who's got the restaurant next door, which, by the way, was called Pete Rose's, right there on Glades Boulevard in Boca. And the long story was that Pete Rose used to come back into the Office Depot personally to buy pens and paper and envelopes. He always asked for my dad, and then he always invited my dad to come over to the restaurant, have a sandwich, have a beer after work, and they got to be very, very friendly. Now look, Pete Rose was not hanging out at my folks' house in the backyard or anything like that, and my dad was not hanging out at Pete Rose's home, but during their work days, they became like the best of buddies, mainly, I have to say, because my dad did not know who Pete Rose was. And he wasn't asking him to sign baseballs. He wasn't asking for 8x10s. He wasn't asking for tickets to games. He didn't ask him, geez, how come you bet on the games? None of that, because my dad was blissfully unaware. And even as Pete Rose was trying to smarten him up through a couple of years, you know, say, oh, yeah, you know, I play baseball. I was pretty good at it, too. And I played here, and I was in Philly, and I was in Montreal. And I guess they had a big discussion about Montreal at some point. My dad told me later on, because, oh, yeah, I told him that, you know, you and your girlfriend that became my wife. Yeah, you guys like Montreal. And he said, oh, there's some good places up there. And he said he spent a lot of time in Cincinnati, and I said, oh, yeah, you know, my son was in Cincinnati for, I don't know, it was like a month. He got there, and then the radio station got sold, and so 4 weeks later, everybody, oh, no kidding. And Pete knew the radio station. I mean, it was just so crazy that these two guys who really had nothing in common except that they were both very polite and very friendly, wound up being kind of buddies. And my dad would just go over there all the time. And people would say, oh, can you take us over to meet Pete Rose? And my dad's response was no. And I do believe that was one of the things that Pete Rose liked about my dad. Having said all of that, can I say something? Can I say this, please? Pete Rose ought to be in the Hall of Fame. There should be no discussions about it. He should be in the Hall of Fame. Rambo in Black Creek, who we all know is actually Mike over in, I forget the name of the place. Remember, he's the guy who was talking about that the ugly R word, and I said, this is probably not the show for you. Well, he still listens. He just hasn't figured out that the phone number comes up on our Chronic Care of Richmond text line. Carpetbagger, go back to Philadelphia. Were you with, I guess he means were you with Pete Rose when he got kicked out of Major League Baseball for gambling? Ugh. All right, if you would like to send an intelligent, well-thought-out text, I would love to see it. Just send it to the Chronic Care of Richmond text line, 833-804-1140, 833-804-1140. It is 316 Jeff Katz, News Radio WRVA.
It's better over here.
After investing billions to light up our network, T-Mobile is America's largest 5G network. Plus, right now, you can switch, keep your phone, and we'll pay it off up to $800. See how you can save on every plan versus Verizon and AT&T at T-Mobile.com/keep and switch.
Up to 4 lines via virtual prepaid card. Left 15 days. Qualifying unlocked device, credit, service, ported 90 plus days with device and eligible carrier and timely redemption required. Card has no cash access and expires in 6 months.
I'm Sally Helm with the podcast History This Week. In each episode, we serve as your eyes and ears into history's biggest events and the lesser told stories, ones you might not even know happened. Find History This Week on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.